This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, folks, we are the year is moving along. We are almost to April, which seems to me kind of strange. That means that a third of the year is, or a quarter of the year is already gone. I mean, it just seems to me, as I said, you know, when my mom, when I was a kid, said, "Oh, I wish it were my birthday. I wish it were Christmas. You know, I wish it were." She said, "Don't wish your life away." I remember thinking, "Oh, but I have so much." Well, I suppose time will take care of that, will it not?
Yeah, it does.
All right, 855-993-7569. So apparently my Easter egg story, my Easter bunny story, was not unique about my mother convincing us that Easter egg hunts were always on Monday so she could go and get all the markdown stuff. And I called her yesterday and said she'd ruined my life. Everybody come to my. I said, "Come, we'll do Easter egg hunting." They showed up on Sunday, and I said, "No, it's Monday." They laughed. That seems to be kind of the theme of my life. People laugh. So, did you see over the weekend in Washington State they did a big Easter egg hunt and they found a huge pot operation?
Wow.
With people and guns. You know, that used to be the joke when I lived in California, is that the two major cash crops in California were both drugs, right? Pot and wine. And wandering around in fields, you know, taking a hike somewhere in California was always a bit problematical because you could wander into somebody's grove. So, and people, you know, when you're talking about cash crops, you're talking about people who are very serious about protecting their cash crops. So, and actually, worse than that was they had an Easter egg hunt in Connecticut. I mean, we think of Connecticut as being relatively well-behaved, right? One of the 13 original colonies and kind of stiff upper lips. Well, they had Pez, you know, had a free Easter egg thing. And they had put out 9,000 eggs in three different fields. And they called them locust parents. They would steal kids' candy and paid no attention to the rules that they were supposed to do each of the fields at different times so the kids would all have a sort of an experience so that it wasn't denuded. The parents just decided, my goodness, children, why don't you raise your parents better these days? What's happening to the older generation? Amazing. We have one down here in my building where, as I mentioned, they have an Easter egg hunt, and but you have to have, a kid has to be accompanied by a parent. So I asked my mom if she was willing to fly out so I could do the Easter egg hunt. She laughed. But that's one of the ones where people apparently, like bloggers, find out about these things. So all sorts of people who don't live here sort of come down. People, what's happened to our sense of fair play and giving kids a fun time? Apparently, parents are willing. I guess the operant word here seems to me not to be Easter or egg, but free. Free means, okay, I'll come and grab anything I can. Shame on us. Shame on us. There are actually most of the news today is basically shameful. I don't know. Maybe we've gone past, you know, a holy day, and so people are now feeling like the real them can come out. I don't know. See, Portland is offering homeless people a one-way bus ticket out of town. Didn't Castro do that?
Golly.
Didn't we boycott him for 40 years because he did that? He opened up the prisons and just sent everybody to America. I mean, that seems really tacky. I think we should all sort of face Portland and give them the Bronx chair. there's also there's a big fuss. Did you know about North Carolina right now? Because North Carolina has decided, and they actually, if you look at the headline, you think, oh, poo. But there's actually a vague logic behind it. So it's not quite as egregious as it would seem. It turns out North Carolina is, I think, repealing a law that said that LGBT people, lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender people, could choose the bathroom that they wanted to go to. Use a men's room or ladies' room. And obviously, the solution here is not... Well, I'll tell you, the solution is to have a room, which a lot of people have, a lot of restaurants have these days, that say either or, so rather than large... And like a handicap room, where they, quite often, even when they have large amounts of stalls or urinals or whatever, they also have one that is either for nursing mothers or for people who are handicapped, or they'll have one, I suppose, for overflow or for people who can't walk up and down the stairs, whatever. So there's quite often a room that is one stall, you know, one john and a sink, and that one is allowed for whomever. And that would seem to me to be one of the solutions that, but, and what North Carolina is saying, and I, you know, it's hard to know if they're really being sincere or they've just figured out a reasonable sounding excuse. They're saying that if you allow men who have not had the surgery, who are still designated, or and the point is in women's room. That, I mean, here's what I was going to say, and I've sort of talked myself out of it. What they're saying is a man, a predatory man, could go into the ladies' room and assault women. The point is that in women's rooms, there's not, it's not like urinals, right? They have individual stalls with doors on them. So a man who looks like a man is presumably not going to go into the ladies' room, right? If he's transgender, he's dressed like a woman, he's going to go into an individual stall and do his business. So whatever his genitalia is going to be irrelevant because you're in enclosed stalls. What North Carolina is saying is, well, a sexual predator could go in there, but a sexual predator would have to be dressed as a woman. I mean, it doesn't really make any sense. The logic, if you look carefully at what they're saying, it really makes no sense whatsoever. And a sexual predator going into a men's room where you've got urinals, which are obviously much more public and less private, would have to be dressed as a woman. So, I mean, their logic makes no sense. And the mayor of San Francisco is saying, okay, no city employee can go to North Carolina now. Can't go for conferences. We're going to put up an economic boycott. So today is really a whole lot of people not behaving very well, as far as I'm concerned. But on a lighter note, which is completely irrelevant, that Batman v Superman, which I kind of liked. I was... if not unique, at least unusual among critics. I said it was too long, and it was noisy, and it was violent. But I liked, there are parts of it I thought were really smart and really fun about why Batman and Superman would tee off against each other. Well, it turns out that more people were curious. We weren't allowed to give away any plot details, which for the first hour I couldn't figure out any plot details. Took in $170 million in its opening weekend, which is the largest March opening at any time. Did you see it? Well, of course, you don't see things in the first week, do you?
The first weekend. Yeah, I wanted to go see it. I just didn't have the time with, you know, getting ready for Easter and everything with the family. And obviously, yesterday, being with family all day, I didn't get a chance to go see it.
So next weekend.
Yeah, probably. Or, you know, I might go see it on a weeknight this week. I might.
That would be really smart.
Yeah, maybe like Wednesday or Thursday.
It's 2 hours and 37 minutes. So you got to put aside the time.
Yeah.
But, well, you'll have to tell me what you think. As I said, I thought it was kind of noisy fun. It was, and the parts of it I liked about why they would tee off against each other, I thought was really smart. As I said, if you go back to the original Marvel comic books, they were very political. We've sort of lost that side of it, but they were against fascism, and they, you know, they were very politically tinged, and this one is too. So there you go. 855-993-7569. Got something on your mind? Give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, a principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So, did you have a good Easter, Manny? And because you didn't go to the movies, did you do an Easter egg hunt?
Didn't do an Easter egg hunt. Well, my nephews did. We had dinner at my sister's house. The whole family got together, and she did like an egg hunt for my nephews, who are 13 and 8 respectively. And then
the 13-year-old still went along with it. Wow.
Yeah. And my cousin came over as well, and she has a 6-year-old. So,
well, the 6-year-old and 8-year-old, I can see. The 13-year-old is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Unless there was money involved. Or chocolate. If there's chocolate involved, I can understand.
I think there was okay. Some candy involved. I think he just wanted the candy. So
I'm with him. When in doubt, chocolate's good. In fact, they had an Easter bunny down in my lobby. And they, unfortunately, it turns out they had these little plastic eggs, and which were very cute. And I said, what are they? They said there's chocolate inside, so that was good. And they had little cookies that were in the shape, they were pink and white and yellow. Of course, none of those colors are chocolate, folks. But they were in the shape of eggs, bunnies, or chickens. But I did get to do my Easter egg joke like 12 times during the day, which is, what color are Easter egg or Easter bunny eggs? I don't think I asked you that. Did I ask you that? What color are Easter bunny eggs?
I don't think you have asked me that, no.
Well, what color do you think they are?
I would guess they're multiple different colors, right?
Well, bunnies don't actually lay eggs. That's the first time I've ever been able to do it today. I took a car. Thank you, thank you. Well, and yesterday was kind of a tough day for me because my friend who died less than 2 weeks ago, we had spent Easter together for probably the most of the last decade. So I trying to figure out what to do about that kind of thing. And so I just sort of played it more or less by ear. And so I kept myself busy. But I did kind of take a little bit better care of myself. I ended up having some time. So I went to visit a restaurant where I knew the friend who has been gone just about a year. And I stopped in there as much to kind of to remember. And I had a chocolate Easter bunny. So I took a chocolate Easter bunny to them. And they plied me with champagne, which was a great thing to do because it was my friend's favorite restaurant. So that was good. That was kind of paying homage. I think for those of us who are blessed with parents who live a long time, that whole issue about how do you mourn somebody without it being maudlin, and to kind of, especially in the first couple of months and the first year. And I think the answer is you kind of play it by ear, which is what I did. So that was good. And then I decided to treat myself because instead of taking the subway home, I took a Lyft home. So there were other people in there. So I told them my Easter bunny story. I think they were willing to pay my fare just to get me out of the car. But so it was an interesting, and I think that's how we do it, as far as I'm concerned, is we kind of evolve new traditions that make some sense. I mean, that we're a country that pretends that everybody's going to live forever. And since that's actually not reality, that we need to figure out other ways of dealing with things so that our lives are still meaningful and grateful for the time that we have and the time we have with people. So I did get to tell, and this is the first year I've ever been able to tell my Easter egg story after Easter. So thanks, Manny. Manny, poor Manny. I think he probably leaves the program feeling a little bit battered. Oh, gosh, she got me again. But that's a good one, right? You can try that on your nephews.
Sure.
That'll be a good one.
Yeah,
it works on everybody, yeah. I'm not sure that anybody has ever. I think I may actually. I can't remember when they told me that for the first time. I may have actually figured that one out, because I figure somebody's. There's the kind of tone of voice joke. Except some people are really good at not having that tone of voice. So they'll tell you things that are jokes, but they don't sound like jokes, and they get me every time. But most people say, "Okay, so there's this joke. So you're already prepared, right?" Or they'll say, "Well." There's always almost always a tell where someone is going to give you a hint that they're about to to tell a joke as opposed to reality. But for the people who don't have that tell, I fall for it almost every time. All right. So I thought we'd talk about things that we're afraid of and why. And this came as a result of, I guess, because the Belgian terror attacks and sort of on that day saying that as awful as it is, and it is awful, and the death toll has now gone to 35, and it looks like they have most of the people in custody. It's really interesting that the French laws are because of privacy, so they're not telling the people's last names. So they're only doing the first name and the last name initial, which I sort of agree with, not on the issue of privacy, because I think once people have stepped over the line, that the rules that apply to people to protect them by and large, I mean, you know, you've gone into a different kind of territory. But I made a pledge to myself years ago when I first started broadcasting that I would not talk about perps, that I would not give their name. I would refer to them sometimes by their crime if I needed to. But I think we're living in an age where people are feeling so disconnected that you hear my mantra that people would rather be praised than punished, but punished than ignored. And for media coverage, being infamous has a longer shelf life than being famous. So I refuse to contribute to that. And I know I'm a drop in a tiny drop in a very large bucket, but it's my way of saying I'm not going to contribute. If you do something, don't assume that I'm going to help make you famous, because I'm not going to. So there. And on the day of the Belgian terrorist attacks was the one-year anniversary, I think, or maybe even two-year anniversary of the Nepal earthquake, which killed, was it 8,500 people or something in one day? So, and the point is not that every life matters, but that we are afraid of the wrong things. And there was something I was doing over the weekend where somebody was talking about Americans being afraid of the wrong thing. I'm trying to remember what it could have possibly been. But I saw another six plays over the weekend, so I'll sort it out for you. But I thought it was an appropriate thing for us to be talking about. So, Manny, what are you afraid of, other than me?
Well, I'm certainly afraid of dying too young.
How much? What's too young?
Well, obviously, well, certainly within the next, you know, certainly within the next 5 minutes. I mean,
okay,
but,
good.
But yeah, I want to live a long
time. Do you have a date in your mind, an age in your mind? A lot of people do.
As far as like what would too young be?
Well, what expectation do you have for yourself in terms of longevity?
Well, I would certainly like to live into my 80s at least.
So anything before 80?
Yeah. I would say anything before 80 is too young.
All right. So, folks, let's also put up, do you feel that you have an expiration date, and what is it and why? Okay, let's put that up on Facebook. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what are you afraid of. Manny just happens to say, you know, I don't want a truncated life. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. If there's something going on in your life and you'd like to chat with me about it, please feel free to do so. 855-993-7569. All right, so we're talking about what you're afraid of and why. And as always, specificity is much to be valued. My fears are more being incapacitated. I think it's my claustrophobia that comes out. I had a grandmother who had a stroke and was sort of trapped in her own body for several years, and that was terrifying to me. Getting stuck in elevators, it's happened so many times that, you know, it's kind of almost like the universe figures out what you're afraid of and says, okay, well, let's teach you not to be so afraid of that. So yeah. Keep getting stuck in elevators. My whole thing is just feeling like I was trapped in my own body, that somehow I was trapped. And for me, that's the issue. So things like seeing movies where people are trapped underground or room, things like that are... I sort of make, or The Abyss, remember where Ed Harris is trying to teach his girlfriend to hold her breath, so that, and basically you die and then they bring you back. That does not, those kinds of things, I still have nightmares about that. But I think what we do, I mean, hopefully part of what you do is keep yourself healthy and look both ways before you cross the street, that we really face our fears and figure out why they're fearful and what we do about them. And I try and I carry Rescue Remedy with me, and I haven't used it in years. And one of the problems about carrying something with you for a long period of time, thinking that, you know, in case you may need to use it, it's probably like the 10-year-old boy who carries a condom with him for the next 30 years, hoping at some point he'll be able to use it. And by the time you need to use it, it's probably not very effective. But to face our fears and do what we can about them. As I said, my big deal was that I was offered a chance to fly in a private plane, which seemed very appealing until I figured out the size of the private plane. And then I thought, do you know what? That's why Delta was invented. eight people in a plane that's 6 feet tall, 8 feet deep, and 6 feet across is not my idea of a fun way to spend 3 or 4 hours. So, although I don't mind being on a train, but train you can get up and walk around, and you're on the ground. And if you have to, you can go stand in the vestibule. You can tell. Not my favorite thing. All right, let's see what people are afraid of.
One person that says, I am afraid of my anger getting the best of me. I go from hurt to angry very quickly, and I am afraid of losing control in situations.
Okay, let's talk about that. That's a really, really good one to start off with. First of all, understanding the link between being hurt and being angry, because they're the opposite sides of the same coin, right? And we tend to, most of us tend to do one rather than the other. Women tend to be, I can't believe you did that, and what they're saying is, I could strangle you. Men tend to say, to be angry when they're really feeling, I can't believe you do that to me. So they're feeling hurt. The first thing to do is understand the link between the two, which obviously our respondent does, because they say that they can go from one to the other. The second is, once you understand that link, figure out, you, as your mother said when you were 10 years old or 8 years old, use your words. That anger in and of itself has a very bad reputation, and it shouldn't. It's a perfectly good emotion when it's verbalized. And when I say verbalized, that doesn't mean swear words. It just means saying, this really makes me angry. It makes me feel like I don't matter to you. It makes me, and this has happened a bunch of times, to be able to be specific about what it is that's troubling you. Because assuming that someone is either doing it on purpose or understands your feelings are two really inappropriate assumptions. People just don't, because they're obtuse, because they're not thinking, because they come from a different background, because it doesn't make them unhappy. So use your words. And if you use your words, especially if you take a deep breath, then you will find that the energy about the anger will dissipate a little bit. Because the problem about anger is not anger. It's anger that's suppressed that then becomes explosive. And my guess is that one of the reasons that it becomes explosive and one of the reasons you're afraid of it is that you're much more comfortable expressing the hurt. The problem about expressing hurt when you're angry is what does someone do if they say, I'm hurting? They'll tend to put their arms around you or say, they're there. Neither of those are very appropriate when you're feeling angry, because when you're feeling angry, you're feeling all full of energy. So what you may want is a shouting match or an explanation, and you're asking for the wrong kind of feedback, which will make you feel more frustrated, which means that anger, which is being masqueraded as hurt, is going to get larger and larger. And so the person to whom you're responding, the person to whom you're dealing with, it's going to feel like, geez, where did this come from? So they're going to view you as not only dangerous, but kind of nutty. Use your words. Understand that if your first impulse is anger, don't express it as hurt. Express it as anger, but express it. Talk about it. Explain specifically what you're doing. Okay? That's a great starting off point. And again, part of the reason about talking what you're afraid of is not so we're doing boogie boogie today, but so that people understand what's going on and what their alternatives are. That's a great one to start with. Yay. Okay, what else we got?
Jessica says, I hate haunted houses or spook trails or even scary movies. I do not like the adrenaline rush. I also am afraid that things could pop out and grab me in the haunted houses. No, thank you.
No, I agree with you. And when you were talking about that, that's exactly my thing. I don't like things popping out and grabbing. There are a whole group of us who are not crazy about surprise parties for that reason. And it's not necessarily control per se. It's that adrenaline rush. I think you're right that there's half the world divides into people who love that adrenaline rush and the other half that don't. So make sure that I don't like things jumping out either. In fact, to the extent that I was in a movie where something was going to jump out at you, and I'll sit there. My whole thing about movies is, look, your whole point is to suspend disbelief, to just go with it, to just relax into the situation. It's why I hate people wrestling bags or texting or whatever, because it takes you out of the moment. And the whole point for me about movies or theater is just to be there in the moment and let them be in charge. So I try really hard to stay in the moment. But when I know something's about to pop out at me, what I'll do is get out of the moment for a minute of saying, okay, something's about to pop out. So I don't, because otherwise I jump like 3 feet tall. So I agree with you. I don't like that sense of being in peril to a certain extent. Okay, keep going.
Alan says, crapping my drawers.
This is Alan. We're going to stop reading Alan's response because Alan is clearly anally fixated. He's the one who talks about farts turning into, you know, that he thought it was a fart or not. So let's just take Alan out of the mix for a while so we're not reinforcing his anal fixation. It's time to move on. Alan, figure out some other part of your body.
Ava says, spiders. I have no rational reason for that, however. I don't even want to see them on TV or in movies.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It's not uncommon. It's what, arachnophobia, I think. In fact, there was a movie called that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I remember that movie. It was back in the 80s, I think, when it came out.
Yeah. Yeah. But the idea being it's a very common one, and probably came at least historically from the idea that spider bites could be very dangerous. So we talk about black widow spiders and caught in a spider web. So it's a very Spider-Man. It's a common fear. Mine is not so much spiders. I'm not crazy about them. But snakes. Remember there was I, Claudius. There was a series on PBS with Derek Jacobi. I can't believe I can remember this junk. And the opening scene was a snake sort of slithering over mosaics. And the mosaic spelled out I, Claudius. The idea being it was about ancient Rome. And I couldn't watch the opening credits because of that. And then I spent a summer on an archaeology dig in the Snake River, and I cheerfully assumed it was called the Snake because it meandered. Not so. The idea, by the end of the summer, my great triumph was I didn't scream when I saw snakes anymore. But I'm not a snake person. And I know they're not particularly dangerous, most of them. But I'm just as afraid, or just as... It's not afraid per se. I'm just as uncomfortable around a garter snake as I am about a rattlesnake and whatever. What can I tell you? So.
Yeah, you're not alone in that. I'm not.
I'm not a big
fan of snakes. No.
All right. Well, I'm with you. All righty. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair
unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking about what you're fearful about, what frightens you. And you guys, as always, are doing some, with several exceptions, who will remain nameless, are doing some really nice work about it. And one of the points is to just figure out what you're afraid of so you can do something about it. So you don't feel that you're completely undone. I've told the story. Let me just tell a quick story just because it's one of my favorite stories about facing fears. A couple of years ago, I had a bookcase that had fallen apart. So I called the place I bought it from. And they said, well, we'll send somebody over. And I said, okay. And the person arrived before I expected them to, so I hadn't cleared out the bookcase. So I just said, listen, at the time I lived, I think on the 17th floor, and I had a deck, and a pretty massive deck. And I said, why don't you just go out on the deck and, enjoy the view, and I'll get the books out of here. And he turned green, And I said, what's the matter? I said, I'm really afraid of heights. When I fly, I don't want to be anywhere near the window. I sit on the aisle. I sit on the aisle too, but it's not because I'm afraid of heights. And I said, and any normal person would have left the poor guy alone. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you can deal with this fear, you can do anything. I mean, because the whole deal about fears is to figure out whether they're rational or not. And if they're not, to do something about them so they don't control your life. I said, look, if you can go out on this deck and so you've wrestled your fear to the ground, and the next time you have an obstacle, you'll remember this and you'll be able to say, well, if I did this, I could do this. So he is green. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll hold your hand and you can take one step out. And I swear you, this poor guy, his sweat's rolling down, and he did. I mean, he did it. I'm sure he will never come back to my house again, and he probably swears at me whenever he thinks about it. But he really, he was willing, first of all, he was willing to let me walk him through this. And he really did it. So he walked out on the deck, and he didn't get anywhere near the edge, which is okay. But the point is that he did, he held my hand, and then he took a step, and then he let go of my hand, and he took another step. And it was not a comfortable experience for him. But he did it. And I truly believe that that's the point of our fears, is to do something about them. So unless I mean, look, it makes no sense to walk in front of a bus, right? I mean, that's a realistic fear. But to differentiate between realistic fears and unrealistic fears and what we can do about them, and by overcoming a fear, we've strengthened ourselves. And that's kind of the point. There you go. There you go. All righty.
Joey says, I'm not afraid of my own death, but currently the death of my grandmother. She's 92 in near perfect health. Her pill is a multivitamin, and she comes in, and she comes from people who live to 100 and beyond. Her death is going to happen, and I know that, but it still scares me. Also, seeing my pet's age.
Wait a minute, let me just stop for 1 second.
Okay.
Does it scare you or sadden you? They're not the same emotion. They're similar, but they are not the same. And if it scares you, the point is scaring. What are you afraid that you'll break down, or will you miss her? Because those are two different issues. See if you can look a little more carefully at that. And are you going to feel more alone? Is there something you can do about that? Is there a special function in your life that she fulfills? Look at it a little bit more carefully, because you're right. That so when my grandmother died, Joy, people don't get a whole lot older than that. And you may have some more time. And the question is, if you can look at what you're fearful about, there's something you can do about it now. And it may be spending more time with her. It may be finding some people who are in their 60s to serve a role of surrogacy, to find someone to deal with a therapist, maybe about some issues that you're dealing with her about. Figure out what specifically the fear entails. And to say, well, her death, yeah, but what does that mean? What specifically will the loss be? What specifically is the fear about the loss? Okay, so do some more work on that. All right, go ahead and finish the thing.
Joey also says, also seeing my pet's age, wasted energy since none of us are getting out of here alive. And seeing Dr. Joy retire. That also terrifies me.
Okay, well, your grandmother sounds like, given the fact that she's on a vitamin, she's going to be around for a while. Pets, someone said to me, which I had really never thought about because I grew up with pets, they said that when you get a pet, you're counting on having to lose the pet. Think about that for a minute, right? An animal living to, let's say, a dog. Cats I'm not as aware of. I think cats live to, what, 12 or 13? Dogs, about the same. So unless you're in your 90s, the likelihood of you surviving your pet is pretty high. And they're called love objects for a reason. So the point being that it's inherent in the behavior. It's inherent in the action. And part of what we do in this society is we pretend it's not. And that leaves us more vulnerable. So just be aware of it. And there may be, because by getting a pet, hopefully from rescue, an animal rescue, is a statement that says the pleasure I will get from this behavior is is more than compensates for the fact that at some point I will lose this animal, most likely, that I will survive beyond the animal. And that's, none of us actually make that, or very few of us make that equation, but it is the equation. That's the point about loving somebody, is that there's the possibility of losing. But if you don't love, you've already lost. So for most of us, we're willing, perhaps unconsciously, perhaps unaware, to make that thing. Now, in terms of my retiring, don't plan to do it anytime soon. And if nothing else, just stock up on the podcast, right? I had one of my engineers was convinced that he should make a deal with my daughter, because most of the programs are evergreen, that they'll be as useful in 3 years as they were 3 years ago, that I'm basically dealing with human issues, relationships, and most of those don't change. The news stories from day to day change, although perhaps not as much as we'd like. So all you have to do is stockpile the podcast, and then you'll have me forever. What they were going to do is they figured that that they just put up best of for the rest of my life. Manny, don't get any good ideas here, and collect my salary, such as it isn't. So I'm planning not to retire, but you can stockpile, and I've written a bunch of books, which hopefully sound pretty much like me. And I don't plan to retire. Although, I was going to say, although my computer is apparently giving people a little bit of a run for their money today. But it's not me, right? I'm here. But thank you. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Deal with your fears. If I can help you deal with them, give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.